Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office and Medical Examiner are warning residents about the growing dangers of kratom, a plant-based substance often sold in smoke shops, gas stations, and online as a natural aid for pain relief or opioid withdrawal. Sheriff Ryan Robinson and Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Julie Marone said local and national poison control centers are recording a rise in cases involving kratom exposure. The substance contains two potent compounds, mitragynine and 7-hydroxymetragynine, which federal health officials say can cause effects ranging from agitation and anxiety to seizures, respiratory distress, and even liver damage. At low doses, kratom may act as a stimulant, but higher doses can mimic opioid effects and carry a strong risk of dependency and withdrawal. Marone noted the effects can be up to 13 times stronger than morphine, depending on the concentration. Health professionals are urged to treat severe overdose symptoms with naloxone and to report any suspected cases to the Poison Control Center at 800-222-1222. Kratom products are not approved by the FDA for any medical use and cannot legally be marketed as dietary supplements. In leadership, Bay County's class of 2026 has announced plans to expand Winona Park with a new fenced playground for infants and toddlers, aiming to increase safety and accessibility for local families and visitors in Bay City. The project, created in partnership with United Way of Bay County, will support the downtown childcare by offering a dedicated outdoor play space for children ages 0 to 3, while also remaining open to the public. The class selected the project for its broad community benefits and focus on early childhood needs, emphasizing inclusion and sustainability. They are seeking to raise $30,000 for equipment and site improvements, with completion expected in summer of 2026. The Chamber is inviting local businesses and community members to participate by contributing services, donating auction items, and promoting the initiative. Ongoing maintenance will be handled by the City of Bay City and United Way volunteers as part of larger stewardship efforts for Winona Park. Leadership Bay County, a program of the Bay Area Chamber of Commerce, engages current and emerging leaders in projects that enhance regional quality of life and address community needs. And two New Jersey men were arrested in connection with an alleged ISIS-inspired terrorism plot that was reportedly planned in Dearborn for Halloween. Thomas Khan Jimenez Guzal, 19, was taken into custody at Newark Airport, while Milo Sederat was apprehended at his father's home. Authorities say Jimenez Guzal discussed training with ISIS and altered his travel plans after FBI raids linked to the plot. The arrests bring the total to 4, with Dearborn residents Muhammad Ali and Mahad Mahmoud also charged. Investigators allege the group amassed weapons and ammunition practicing at a gun range as part of their preparations. When we come back after this Autumnwood of Deckerville sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
At Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Automotive Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, a tragedy unfolded Tuesday night near Louisville, Kentucky, after a UPS cargo plane crashed shortly after takeoff. Authorities say at least 12 people died and nearly 20 others were injured in the Fury accident. The crash left wreckage scattered along a half-mile stretch near the airport perimeter. Emergency crews worked through the night to secure the site and care for survivors. The FAA and NTSB are investigating the cause, but no official statement has been released yet. The airport has returned to operations, but with heightened caution. And for our international news, the UAE made headlines as Grand Master Salem Abdulrahman progressed in the ongoing FIDE World Class Chess Cup. Experts have hailed the achievement as a milestone for Middle Eastern chess players. Local fans gathered to cheer his performance and discuss his international prospects. The government has praised the region's growing investment in the sport. Chess is witnessing renewed interest due to high-profile tournaments. Further rounds are scheduled in the upcoming days. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnville of Deckerville, we're all about you.